Friday, going into the holiday weekend, celebrating the 4th of July, celebrating our independence and all of the freedoms that we have here in America. Never give up, I am a fighter. Afraid and unstoppable. Welcome to the Stu Peters Show. My name is Stu. Well, as we try to warn everybody about everything horrific and horrible in America, it's somehow even worse to our north in Canada, if you can imagine that being possible. And that includes the insane sexualization of public education. In the city of Regina, Saskatchewan, Planned Parenthood itself stepped in to provide sex ed for ninth graders. Their education included handing out explicit instructional cards, teaching children how to perform various extremely gay sexual acts. So if you're squeamish or if you have young children nearby, although this is a family show, this one segment, please mute it now because it's important for us to honestly describe exactly what they were doing. Here's some of the technique that were part of this Planned Parenthood lesson. One of them was felching. This is sucking semen out of someone's butthole. Quote, as if semen didn't taste good enough already. Unquote. That's literally a line from the lesson. Here's some other parts. Urophilia, which is referring to pee fetishes. And zagnut, which is apparently having testicles sucked on by two or more people at one time. Planned Parenthood's justification for this naturally was to help children avoid STDs. Sure thing. Look, this wasn't education. Let's call this what it is. I want to be very clear. This is perverts grooming ninth graders to be depraved sex fiends. Sadly, this is Canada, so the chances of anyone going to prison over this like they deserve are non-existent. Odessa Orlowitz is a host with Liberty Talk Canada and a friend of the program, and she joins us now. I cannot believe what I am seeing here.
You know, every month there's something even more shocking where you're just like, seriously? Well, the cover up has already started where the Regina school had Planned Parenthood come on TV using the platform of Global News to say this was a mistake. It wasn't meant to be on that table. We don't know who put it there. We don't know how it happened. But at the end, this woman who's in charge of Planned Parenthood in Regina, at the end said something synonymous to, I don't think it's really a big deal though. So the news, the mainstream news and Planned Parenthood are saying this is a one-time thing and it was only on the table, not in the presentation. And this kid, we didn't know he or she would take it home. So the honest, truthful podcasters like yourself up here are saying that's not true. Three other locations this happened in, and it was in my province, Chilliwack, Creston, and Fort Nelson, starting from 2015, 2019, 2023, another one. And they did give the cards out. At least 15 kids brought them home in their little backpacks, these cards. And one of the kids left it on their coffee table when they got home from school, and like a 9-year-old started reading them. So the parents freaked out then, and Global News is giving Planned Parenthood the platform to say this only happened once, but it's Global News that did the whole story in 2015 about it happening. So they're aware this is now the fourth time that we know of this has happened in Canada.
Give me some examples of some of the other things that were said on these cards. And I just want to say, Odessa, I know that you respect our audience, but we've asked people to mute if they're squeamish or if they have kids nearby. I think it's really important that parents understand exactly what it is that's being presented to their minor children.
Okay, so these are flashcards A to Z. A, auto fellatio, the practice of sucking your own dick. Be aware you can spread an STI from one area of your body to another through skin-to-skin contact, such as a herpes sore. I'm going to go to C. C, cathodilia, being attracted to one's television set. That is one hot little box. It's always obedient, and you never fail to turn it on. If the sight of your remote gives you a wood, you might have cathodilia. D, dingleberry, the fecal remains that cling to hair around the anus. You can't make jam with it, and it's no good on toast. Dingleberry consumption, like all fecal matter, can lead to parasites, hepatitis, and bad breath. Clean up before you chow down. So F, you already said. Now, the thing about felching, the act of sucking semen from your own partner's butt, and yum, yum, somebody on Twitter responded and said, I actually asked Siri, hey, Siri, what is felching? And they said, she said, I'm sorry, I can't answer that, or I won't answer that. So my husband and I tried it this morning to see if that was true. 10 different ways we asked Siri what felching is, and she refused to answer. I'm sorry, I don't know, I can't answer, something's going wrong. So even she wouldn't say it. Okay, then glory hole. A hole in a wall intended to have anonymous sex through, often in washrooms, bars, or bathhouses. Glory hole, hallelujah. Whether you know who you're f***ing or not, use a condom with lube. Duh. Kink. Now this one just says it all. Non-traditional sex. What's non-traditional to one might not be to another. For some, being restrained with a ball gag while being tickled by their hooded master is an everyday occurrence. What do you consider kinky?
Okay.
They're asking our kids, what do you consider kinky?
Yeah, I've heard enough. They're explicitly teaching children how to do the exact acts that they want them to do because they want to do these kids in the ways that were described on those cards.
One thing I do want to add is I don't need to read it out, but the XXX card at the end.
Go ahead, just read it.
Okay. It says they want you to go search porn. Okay. XXX, a rating for pornography. There's a lot of different kinds of porn. There's something for everyone, whether you're into bondage, cake batter, or guys dressed up like ponies. There's plenty of porn out there. All you have to do is find it.
Where are the parents? Where are the parents from this Regina school?
So they did freak out. They called the school. They sent a letter, and the school put out an apology, not really an apology, saying it was only one class. We had gone through the Planned Parenthood files. They didn't show this to us, and it wasn't presented at the front of the class. In this scenario, the most recent incident, it was put on the table where they said, if anybody wants to have access to materials, here's the table. So some kids, I guess, went up. And one boy or girl took home these cards. So the mother and father freaked out. And then all the parents found out. But in this one incident, it wasn't actually put in their backpacks. But every other school, it was sent home with them in their like little. So the parents are freaking out.
And the only excuse is this was one class. How about one class like reading comprehension? And we don't mean reading this smut and then comprehending that. What about teaching kids how to be self-sufficient? What about teaching math class to Canadian, you know, ninth graders? What about teaching the history, the real and objective history of your country, which, by the way, used to be quite possibly the most Christian country on the entire face of the planet? What do you mean it was just one class? This has absolutely no business being there. And you know what? The people who would step up and do something about something like this, real leaders in your country, for example, Chris Sky, they're stealing elections from people like him because the communist that won the Toronto mayoral election won the all the fraud, by the way. Chris just continues to tweet all of the fraud that's being caught in real time. They're keeping people like me or like him or other leaders that would absolutely have these people in prison where they belong from ever having any status as a real leader. And furthermore, looking for reasons to throw people like Chris Sky or myself in jail, as they've done to Chris, I don't know, 27 or 28 times.
Mm-hmm. And they have 70 charges against him that all got dropped. So it's all a fraud. The fact that this woman won, she's a socialist who is actually probably a communist. The people were shocked she won. It's gross what's happening up here. Well, speaking of leaders, the Muslim community has caught wind of these cards and what is being taught, thanks to the Christians going and showing them. So the Muslims have now actually made the revolt against Trudeau and these schools very big. In the last week, the Muslim community went outside of Trudeau's office in Ottawa, huge rally they put on about these materials. And one woman who is kind of going viral for Canada said, "Trudeau, we're Muslims. We don't lie down. We're coming after you. You know what our people are like. We will win." I mean, they're threatening him. Calgary, same thing. The Muslims are now holding hands with the Christians. They're coming out. It's getting huge. Antifa's being sent. So it's really interesting because that's his voter base and they're turning on him. And it took them long enough to come out, but they had to actually hear the materials by the podcasters.
This is lewd and lascivious behavior. That's what this is. This is grown-ups going into a school with minors and teaching them how to do gay sex and then encouraging them to go look up porn. If any adult were in some other public place, if they were on a park bench or on a playground, and some parent walked by and saw this adult reading these cards to a ninth grader, that would be a crime. I mean, that's criminal sexual conduct, or at very minimum, that is lewd and lascivious. This is a criminal offense, and these people don't just deserve to be exposed. They should be arrested. Are there any chances of that happening at all whatsoever in the once free country of Canada? I've got 20 seconds left.
Under Trudeau, not a chance. These are his friends. Not a chance.
Yeah, Trudeau needs to be arrested as well. Removed from power isn't enough from these people. These people need to be tried for the crimes against humanity that they have perpetuated, and they need to be sentenced to extreme accountability. Odessa Orlowitz, Liberty Talk Canada, thank you so much for being here. Have a fantastic weekend. We'll be thinking about you as we celebrate our independence here in the United States over the weekend. God bless you.
Thank you.
We're seeing unprecedented criminal tax hikes, hyperinflation, a full-blown recession, and it's all part of the grand plan. The billions of dollars that Biden keeps sending to that corrupt, fake Ukraine. The trillions in new taxes that he wants to shove down your throat. The electronic banking system crash, resetting everybody to zero. Checking accounts, savings accounts, 401ks, IRAs, all of it. Zero. But you don't have to be a victim. Protect your money and get up to $10,000 in free silver to do it when you call my friends at Goldco. Goldco has helped to protect over $2 billion in gold and silver for people like you and me. And now they're offering you up to $10,000 in bonus silver when opening a qualified IRA account just for being a supporter of the Stu Peters Show. So whether you want to protect your 50 grand or a half a million or even more, this is your opportunity to protect yourself from our out-of-control, corrupt corporate crime syndicate. Don't be a victim. Call Goldco, 855-706-GOLD. Again, 855-706-GOLD, or go to goldco.com/stew.
The medical mafia is ripping life-saving medication off the shelves, overwhelming the system.
Well, not Phil, I'm from actually for COVID.
That's against the law.
No, actually it's not.
While communist doctors are doing everything they can to withhold care from patients in need.
Vaccination, Jim, has been the solution to every major public health issue. But when you have a virus that's circulating in the community and you are not vaccinated, you are part of the problem.
But there's hope. Dr. Stella Emanuel is saving lives with early treatments that are proven to work.
I just want to let everybody know, in America, you don't have to get sick. You don't have to wait till you get sick. Everybody needs to have ivermectin hydroxychloroquine in their medicine cabinet.
Dr. Stella is taking patients today. Go to drstellamd.com and use promo code STU to book an appointment and get life-saving meds sent straight to your doorstep. No hassle, no Fauci, only compassion. drstellamd.com, promo code STU.
Okay, so here's a new one. Incredibly amazing stuff here. Scientists have actually discovered a mushroom that, get this, grows new brain cells. Through a newly discovered phenomenon called neurogenesis, it's now known that the brain can actually regenerate itself, and this exotic mushroom stimulates that process. I mean, they should give some of this stuff to Joe Biden. To learn more about this and the new breakthrough product, go to newtopia.com/stew and use promo code StuPeters10 for 10% off your first jar. I gotta tell you, this is a huge breakthrough for anyone who just wants to be smarter. And I mean, who doesn't want that? Again, to learn more, go to newtopia.com/stew. Again, newtopia.com/stew. Of all of the people made into political prisoners, POWs being held on U.S. soil, prisoners of war over January 6th, it's likely that none of them has suffered as much as Ryan Samsel has. We've spoken to him here on the program before. You know, while our blue cities release career criminals without bail to just go prey on people repeatedly, Ryan has been in custody ever since he was arrested in January of 2021, repeatedly denied any kind of a bail like he's a drug kingpin or mass murderer. It's a joke. It's a sick joke. They are taunting you. In March of 2021, 2 months into his detention, Ryan was savagely beaten by a prison guard while zip-tied up and helpless. That beating left Ryan with a host of health problems, exacerbated by other pre-existing health issues. But thanks to that beating alone, Ryan lost vision in one eye, had a broken skull, suffered an acute kidney injury, a fractured orbital floor, broke his nose. Besides the slow recovery from that attack due to lack of medical care at all, Ryan has severe blood clotting issues. But despite all of this, Ryan has been denied adequate care. He's been denied any medical assistance at all. He's been denied any kind of pretrial release, even now. You know, speaking of which, it's been 2.5 years at this point. The fact that Ryan hasn't even gone to trial yet is completely insane. All of this when his offense on January 6th is knocking over a barricade. Well, as his condition has grown increasingly dire, Ryan has desperately hoped for support and assistance from Republicans in Congress. You know, especially the ones who make a big deal about standing with the J6ers. Ryan recently sent this petition to House members Matt Gaetz, Marjorie Taylor Greene, and Jim Jordan, who all sit on the much-ballyhooed House Committee on the Weaponization of the Federal Government Against Ordinary Americans. Quote, "To the honorable members of Congress, Matt Gaetz, Marjorie Taylor Greene, and Jim Jordan, I, Ryan Stephen Samsel, a defendant in the January 6th incident, am filing this petition pro se to request your attention and support on the following matters. I believe that the facts presented here are true to the best of my knowledge and belief, and I would like to supplement this petition with relevant case law to support my claims." Well, Ryan lists off several legal cases that support his efforts to win his freedom, including this, quote, "Applying Hudson v. McMillian to my case, it is evident that the assaults I endured while in custody violated my Eighth Amendment rights. The injuries sustained, including a broken skull, fractured eye socket, and acute kidney damage, clearly demonstrate the excessive and malicious use of force by the jail personnel. The Supreme Court's ruling in Hudson v. McMillian supports the argument that such actions constitute cruel and unusual punishment and should be condemned. Applying Turner v. Safely to my case, the denial of medical treatment and the refusal to provide necessary records, as ordered by Judge Kelly, highlight the potential violations of my constitutional rights as a prisoner. I urgently request that this case be brought forth before your committee to rectify these violations and demonstrate the prosecution's misconduct. Thank you for your time and attention to this matter. I look forward to your response and the opportunity to further present my case." Ryan sent that letter on Wednesday. We really hope that Representatives Gaetz, Marjorie Taylor Greene, and Jim Jordan bother to listen to him. It would be really nice for them to prove that their America First credentials are authentic rather than them just being grifter frauds. For the first time since being in custody on video, Ryan Samsel joins us now. Ryan, thank you so much for coming. We appreciate you being here.
All right, thank you. Good evening, everybody. Thank you for having me. I've been trying to reach out to Matt Gaetz. He just recently had two people go to Congress. Both people, one complained about his 3-day stay in jail and about his the one guy maybe going to jail, both in the Hollywood acting scene. I challenged Matt Gaetz by calling his office, and the lady at his office told me, take it up with my judge. I want to challenge Matt Gaetz, Jim Jordan, and Marjorie Taylor Greene. Why can't they talk to the real people, the people on the front lines? Like you said, I've lost my eye. I have to wear this because if I don't wear this, I get a bad headache. I have my counsel at this time. I basically have nothing. So that's another reason I asked the public to, you know, share my gifts and go. It's not like I'm sitting here grifting. I mean, I have to pay for my own medical, even pre-trial. It's just been a nightmare. And I ask anybody that if you want to follow me on Twitter, I post up these type of petitions all the time to help get the public to help me get this in front of Congress. This is a problem. You can't be weak and think you're owing your country back. And everybody wants to be a prayer warrior. I mean, I you can see this on my face. Unfortunately, I'm kept away from all the other guys. I'm on a block predominantly ran by Bloods. So every day is a, you know, I get in a fight every day, but you see, I still have my flag in the background, and I'm not weak, and I refuse not to stand for my beliefs. So if I have to get up and survive here every day, then so it's going to be that. I just ask the public to help me survive. You know, join me in this fight. And, you know, there's only 3% of the country who fought back against the tyrants who took our country. You know, what are you doing today? It is our time today. Just like our founding fathers took the time to, today is our time. So either we sit around, do nothing, just let our country burn in flames and we do nothing about it, or we get off the couches and do something.
Yeah, let our country burn in flames, let them molest our children, let them traffic our children, let them inject us with, you know, weapons of biowarfare, let them shut down our cities, let them have a two-tier justice system, let them take ordinary Americans and shove them into the proverbial gulag as a prisoner of war on U.S. soil while nobody stands to do anything. Now, I just want to say something. So it's been these people that were in your petition, Marjorie Taylor Greene, Jim Jordan, Matt Gaetz, that have been the most outspoken on the Fox News channel to all of the normies out here in conservative America that believe that they're actually watching a conservative broadcast on Fox. They couldn't be further from the truth. These have been the people that have been the loudest about January 6th defendants. Why is it taking so much to get their attention? Why do we have to go through the efforts of having all of these people on Twitter repost your stuff and tag them? Why are they not taking your phone calls? What is it about these people? Who are they really?
They're weak. And that's, you want to know the truth? They're weak. They're Hollywood actors. And that's why when I get out, when I'm done my incarceration, Stu, I don't know if you noticed or not, but I will be running for local Congress in Philadelphia County. You know, how I'm going to get my funding, I'm not going to grift and ask people. I'm actually, if you see the flag behind me.
But the reason that you're there, the whole reason that you're there, Ryan, is because you disputed the premise of free and fair election with integrity. We don't have elections. Elections are fake and gay and rigged and stolen. So running for office is very noble, and it's great because you get to platform your message, actually having the hopes of winning any office. I mean, first of all, if you want to run for president, you have to buy your way onto the stage. 460,000 individual small donors with 20 million some odd dollars in order to even stand on a debate stage with Donald Trump, by the way, who hasn't done really much of anything at all for you after he ditched every one of you after giving that speech at the Ellipse and didn't go to the Capitol like he said he was going to do. And then, of course, Ron DeSantis, the anti-free speech warrior who went to Israel to sign in some of the most restrictive anti-speech laws in the state of Florida. These people are running for president.
Stu, it's left up to us, the people, you, me, your people like your producer, my wife, Rachel Janko, who is a defendant. You know, the judge ordered that I can't have contact with my legal wife. We don't share a common last name. That's how we sign our license. But by law, they can't do it. They do it anyways. I can't even have contact with my wife. And she's been a godsend. I haven't spoken to my wife for almost 2 years. What is it going to take?
That's right.
For us to stand up. And like I said, if you can, Stu, show, even if you don't want to donate money, it's not about the money. Show my gifts and go. I want you to see the pictures of what I go through in here, the puddle of blood. I've spilt my blood. I've lost my eye. I've lost the use of my left arm. I'm willing to go wherever you want me to go. But I need people to stand behind me, Stu, like you. And I appreciate you. I really do. And the media does cover me. I'm grateful for you, man. And we got to fight. And we cannot stop. Like, we can't just be prayer warriors. I don't know what it is with this prayer warrior stuff. Yeah, you know, I pray, but for my enemies, because because I know who I am. And I won't back down. I'm not going to be weak. I'm not a coward. And they want me to, you know, the whole reason I was never indicted for 7 months is they came up and conjured a whole lie and beat me and tortured me to go with this lie. I'm not going to go with the lie. I will fight. And I'm going to fight for the truth. And whether that causes me to get 100 years in jail, whether I die in jail, you know, they found out that this possible pre-cancer turned to cancer. So be it. It is what it is. You know, I mean, like, what's the difference between if you live a day or if you live 100 years? If you live a boring life and you don't stand for anything, why live at all? Just like Martin Luther King said, you know, if you're not willing to die for what you believe, then you're not worth living. That's my belief.
I don't believe that Martin Luther King was a very stand-up guy, but I do agree with that sentiment. And also, you know, you're right about the power of prayer, however, be it the most powerful thing on the face of the planet, also requires action, because the power of the people is recognizable as well and cannot be ignored. We're supposed to have a government that fears its people, not a people, that's right. Not a people that fear its government. We don't have a representative two-party system. We mentioned on this program just the other day about a small tax on tea that led to a freaking revolution. Here we have hundreds of billions of dollars going to Ukraine and Americans being snatched up for even something as little as praying on the steps of the Capitol silently and being arrested. We have people that are praying out in front of, silently, by the way, in front of abortion clinics that are being arrested. We have a complete tyranny here, an overtaking by a Marxist coup that you were there to protest.
One second. One thing I'd like to also ask Congress and challenge them. Why now that we have the House, why don't they bring me in? And why do we not get to the bottom of who Ray Epps is? Why can't they question me and bring him in and question him? Now we have the House. Why are they not going after this guy? Well, he was an agitator, the only one at that gate who did not go to jail that day, that whispered into my ear just before the first initial breach. Why is he not brought in here? How is that not selective prosecution? I mean, if you're a Democrat and you're watching this and you think that this ain't going to happen to you 2, 3, 4 years down the road, you're in line too, pal. It's not just happened to Republicans or independents. It's happened to Americans. It will happen to you. So if you don't wake up and realize it's not the Republicans that are your enemy, it's your government that is your enemy. It's the people that are running this government that are your enemy. It's not me. I'm not your enemy.
Of all of the governments across the face of the planet, from where we sit every day on this program, it appears to be that the United States government, which is a corporate crime syndicate, is the most corrupt body of any form of government in the entire world.
Well, still, I appreciate you having me on. It's about the meeting's about to get cut short. I ask everybody to please follow me on Twitter at Ryan Samsel. If you're able to donate anything on the Gifts and Go, I'd appreciate it. If not, just drop a letter and say hello to me and know that there's not one day in here that I don't think about the people, and I'm willing to give my life even for you still.
We appreciate that as well. And I just want to say before this meeting gets cut short that we do have the Give, Send, Go on the screen. It's next to me in the box right now. Also, that link, if you're watching us on DirecTV or Dish Network, or if you're watching on, you know, Fire Stick or Roku TV or Apple TV or somewhere where you can't physically click it, we will have the link below this segment at StuPeters.com. So just look for this segment at StuPeters.com, and we'll have the link to the Give, Send, Go there as well. All of his medical expenses, all of his legal fees, everything is coming out of his own pocket, because nobody that talks a big game, that talks tough, none of these tough-talking America First patriots are actually doing anything to support these prisoners of war and get them freed.
Judge is Judge Jaya Cobb, a so-called civil rights attorney before this. Imagine, she said that my Eighth Amendment was never violated. So, I mean, if you want to write her and pressure these people, let's do it. So, yeah. Hey, America, I love you. Stu Peters, I respect you. Thank you so much. You're my type of person. I got a lot of respect for you and for your producer for getting me on here and let me speak to America. Thank you so much.
Welcome back anytime. Ryan Samsel, thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
If you have a child and that child has a diagnosis of ADHD, you've gone to the doctor and they are suggesting neurotoxins like Adderall and Ritalin and methylphenidate and clonidine because they are whores for big pharma and because they are poison pushers and fake doctors, please try something else before you destroy your kid's life potentially with all of the documented irreversible long-term side effects associated with all of the aforementioned. Please try CBD, and please use the family-owned business that we do business with here. All the hemp is grown right here in my home state of Minnesota. Everything can be sourced. You're not going to get any poisons or toxic crap in your CBD like you will if you go to the corner store, which sells all of this BS from China. Go to Curable.com. That's K-U-R-I-B-L, Curable.com. Family-owned business, all the hemp sourced right here in my home state of Minnesota. So many other benefits to Curable, which you can find on their website. Plus, if you like THC products, they have them as well. Go to Curable.com. Use promo code STU for 20% off site-wide when you go to Curable.com.
Taxation is theft, especially when your money is used to fund evil.
Wear a mask. Get boosted.
Corona hoax, mass deception, America controlled by fear. Good news, there's another way. You can stop paying for the crimes and cover-up today through Freedom Law School.
The best thing you can do, according to the IRS's own official auditors, is to stop filing and paying income taxes.
Based on the government's official websites, there is no law requiring 99% of Americans to file and pay income tax. See the proof for yourself on freedomlawschool.org. Don't wait to drain the DC swamp. Start your journey to freedom from IRS deception, robbery, and slavery. Starve out the problem. Weaponize your earnings. Defund the swamp and fund the truth and freedom movement today. Go to livefreenow.org and restore the freedom we all miss.
Heart disease, blood clots, strokes, kidney failure. These can all be found on the back of an ibuprofen bottle listed as side effects. And to top it all off, ibuprofen doesn't even get to the main cause of your pain and swelling problems. It's only temporary relief. It's only masking the true problem, which is inflammation. It's not only ineffective, it's expensive and downright dangerous, especially for seniors to be popping ibuprofen pills. That's why researchers are saying to add this Antarctic supernutrient to your diet. These are omega-3 fatty acids sourced from wild-caught krill. The omega-3 content from krill oil has been shown to support healthy blood pressure, circulation, brain health, as well as reduce inflammation, swelling, and joint pain. In fact, it can outperform ibuprofen, Advil, and Tylenol. And it doesn't have the dangerous side effects mentioned above either. Better yet, for a limited time, you can grab Native Path Antarctic Krill Oil for as low as $23 a bottle. Just go to StopMyInflammation.com right now to get your special offer for being a part of my audience. StopMyInflammation.com. No person in the entire country has been more crucial to digging up the truth about what happened on January 6th than Darren Beatty of Revolver News. He's the man who made Ray Epps a household name in America. He's informed the world about the scaffold commander, a key figure in the Capitol intrusion who supposedly has never been identified despite millions of dollars being spent on the biggest manhunt in American history. And then there's the case of the J6 pipe bomb, which might be the key to unraveling the full truth about January 6th, in fact. For those of you who don't remember the details, it goes like this. On the same day as January 6th, pipe bombs were discovered at both the RNC and DNC buildings, their headquarters. The person responsible has never been caught, despite being caught on camera for long stretches of time, and despite clearly carrying a cell phone, which should make it easy to geolocate them. I mean, after all, we supposedly used cell data to catch dozens of J6 defendants. Well, as Darren and Revolver have chronicled, there's evidence of the FBI deliberately withholding the full extent of its video evidence on the pipe bomber for no reason at all whatsoever, even though this is supposedly a live investigation. Well, earlier this month, Darren dropped another bombshell in the pipe bomb case. Recently, FBI agent Stephen D'Antuono testified before the House Judiciary Committee. Now, D'Antuono already is notable because, incredibly enough, he was involved in the Mar-a-Lago raid. And he was involved in the sham Gretchen Whitmer kidnapping entrapment plot. And he oversaw the investigation into the January 6th pipe bombs. This guy is quite the traveler. Well, working in coordination with Congressman Thomas Massie, Darren had Massie ask D'Antuono, why can't you identify the pipe bomber with the same phone tracing tech that they used to catch hundreds of other J6 participants, including those who had their phones in airplane mode? Incredibly enough, D'Antuono claimed that in a shocking coincidence, the data was just all corrupted. The dog ate my data. It's an absolutely insane story, and Mr. Beatty and Revolver deserve enormous credit for being so dogged in chasing it down. This is what real investigative journalism looks like, as opposed to the fake butt-licking journalism that we get from the New York Times or CNN. Darren Beatty joins us now. Darren, thank you so much for coming.
Great to be here, Stu. Thank you.
Yeah. So what do we know about this? I mean, this is obviously a huge cover-up.
Yeah, it's really interesting. You know, I've always said that there are two smoking guns of the January 6th Fed's erection. One is the case of Ray Epps that, as you mentioned in your monologue, we've covered thoroughly. We've basically made him a household name between my reporting at Revolver News and Tucker's generous and brave amplification of this story. We've done a lot of damage to the credibility of, I think, operatives who are trying to present January 6th as something that it's not. And the Ray Epps situation is so sensitive. I don't know if you've heard about this, but Ray Epps actually has retained a lawyer who works for the notorious and disgraced Democrat hatchet man, David Brock. So just add to the list of defenders of Ray Epps the allegedly authentic protester in his camo outfit and the Trump hat, just innocently, you know, telling people to go in the, just part of the crowd, right? And all of a sudden, he's the only January 6th participant that Adam Kinzinger will defend, that the New York Times will write a fully dedicated puff piece about, that the DOJ will go out of its way to protect at all costs. And now that a man from deep in the bowels of the Clinton machine, David Brock, he's giving him one of his lawyers to go around and threaten anyone who dares mention the name of Ray Epps with a lawsuit. And unfortunately, so many people in media are cowards that this intimidation tactic has actually been a lot more successful than we would like, especially in the aftermath of the Dominion lawsuit against Fox, which is, you know, a separate, an entirely separate disaster. But the other smoking gun of January 6th insurrection is the pipe bomb. And it's another thing. Revolver News has covered it from every angle, from the angle of how it couldn't have been found in the way that they said it was found. It couldn't have been not found at the DNC the way they claim it was sitting out there by a park bench in a very conspicuous place for 17 hours and no motorists found it, no pedestrians found it. The security guard regularly stationed no more than 10 feet away from it didn't find it. And then the Secret Service, which is on record as having done a sweep of the DNC, they didn't find it either. It had live explosives on it. Their dogs didn't find it because the Secret Service dogs had COVID that day and their sense of smell was impaired. The whole thing is ridiculous. On to the forensic evidence. The FBI has presented us surveillance footage from the DNC, and Revolver News has absolutely destroyed the credibility of this. Among other things, we showed they're deliberately withholding footage that would show the pipe bomber actually planting the bomb when they said the person planted it. Why are they withholding that, especially giving all the questions regarding how it was sitting out there not found? And furthermore, we showed that somebody, maybe the DNC, maybe the FBI, maybe some multimedia contractor organization that had possession of the tapes in some kind of intermediate position from one point to another, but somebody artificially tampered with the surveillance footage, bringing it to a frame rate that's around 1.6 frames per second, which is simply unheard of. It is vastly worse than the surveillance footage available at a rundown gas station in the middle of nowhere in Indiana. And so we have to believe that the DNC has worse surveillance footage than a rundown gas station. It's ridiculous. So all of these questions have been just simmering around the pipe bomb issue. And then out of nowhere, to my shock, to pretty much everybody's shock who's been following this, the public face of the investigation, D'Antuono, was a scumbag who's been intimately involved in so many dirty operations against Trump and the American people. He was the guy who ran the Detroit field office and oversaw the egregious entrapment operation known as the Michigan kidnapping plot, which is a whole separate story. Then, of course, as a result of his a dutiful performance there, Christopher Wray, of all, you know, picked him of all people to run the Washington field office in the months leading up to January 6th and after, and he became the public face of the pipe bomb investigation. After Revolver knocked his official story from every single direction, he quietly resigned in disgrace, but now he's crawling back, and we don't know why. He volunteered himself to answer questions before the Judiciary Committee. He didn't have to do it legally. He volunteered himself, and he started out by basically saying, in more or less words, the Mar-a-Lago raid, which is the basis of the latest sham indictment of Trump, was totally illegitimate and violated protocol in over three different ways that he spelled out explicitly. And so I said, wow, this is weird. It would be one thing for an FBI guy to come out and condemn the Mar-a-Lago raid, but for this guy to do it, that's really weird. And then I'm thinking, you know, is he going to talk about the pipe bomb? Well, sure enough, he did answer a question about the pipe bomb, which is even more surprising because it's an active investigation. And you know how these people can lie through their teeth. You know how they can obfuscate. All they have to do is say, I'm not going to comment on an ongoing investigation, and the situation's done. But he didn't do that. He answered a bunch of questions, and he answered some really wild questions that, you know, were based off of reporting. And one of the questions that you mentioned, total bombshell, asked, did you use the geofencing technology that the feds have used to identify other January 6th participants to get this so-called pipe bomber, this pipe bomber. And his body language got weird, got clammy, got shifty-eyed. And he said, well, as a matter of fact, yes, we did try to use the geofencing. And the telecom company came back to us and said, for this specific place, for this specific time, for this specific request, dog ate the geofencing data. The data is corrupted. Sorry, can't give it to you. The same dog that ate the Epstein tapes, same dog that ate the John Doe number two tapes in Oklahoma City, which is another scam that Merrick Garland helped to cover up. The same dog that eats this kind of footage in every case. Well, he happened to be hungry one night and we don't have the telecom data for you. I mean, it's so ridiculous that Stephen D'Antoni, even in act of desperation after clumsily admitting this, he says, I don't want to encourage any conspiracy theories, right? Well, I think it's too late for that, Steve.
Yeah. The same dog that ate the moon landing technology, the same dog that ate 30,000 Hillary Clinton emails. This has been a very busy dog. D'Antuono has been very busy as well. Why would he come back out of retirement to volunteer himself? What would you speculate is the reason for that?
You know, that is a fantastic question, because I've been following him for a long time. As you know, Revolver News is the first organization to report on him when Christopher Wray picked him after the Michigan plot. So I've been following him very closely for a long time. And my only hypothesis at this point is I always thought that he was in over his head. It was just too much for him. He couldn't carry the weight of these secrets on his shoulders. He's not a real killer. He's not, you know, he can't handle it. And he's probably covering his base for a little bit and, you know, has a guilty conscience. And he doesn't want to be the patsy. He doesn't want to be the fall guy if and when these narratives fall apart, because he's exactly the kind of person that the higher ups, who are the real masterminds of this, would pin it on him and say he's the guy and that's it. So I think he's worried. He's in over his head. He has a guilty conscience. He's not cut out for this work, and he's much better suited to being an accountant in the basement somewhere at KPMG.
So you chalk this up to him just being an inept person trying to, you know, cover himself so he doesn't look bad. You don't think that there's any possibility that this guy was selected on purpose?
No, because I think what he's done is very bad for a lot of very powerful people who are extremely invested in covering up the pipe bomb issue. And this is only going to lead to more headaches for them. So stay tuned for that.
We will. Absolutely. Darren Beatty, Revolver News. You've been doing a fantastic job and we certainly appreciate it. Thanks a lot for being here. We appreciate it. Have a great weekend.
You too. Thank you.
Everybody now knows that we live in an upside-down clown world under an empire of lies, a murderous regime. So previously, it may have sounded crazy, but I'm sure you won't be surprised to learn that liberals are very upset that people like me are advertising the Vanish holster. They cannot stand how this holster has helped get more Americans armed than ever before. What's so special about this Vanish holster, you might ask? Well, simple. It is the most comfortable holster ever. The most comfortable holster I've ever worn. I have plenty of experience, 15 years in bounty hunting, lots of experience with holsters and firearms. And when you get a Vanish holster, you'll never stop carrying because you'll forget you're even wearing it. Plus, the Vanish holster saves you money. That's because it fits 99% of all semi-auto handguns. It works without a tactical belt. It lets you carry in multiple positions. It carries two fully loaded magazines. And best of all, because you're a viewer of this program, you get it for $50 off. I am told that this discount is set to expire soon. So kick in your special pricing. Lock it in right now. Go to vanish.com/stew. That's VNSH.com/stew. VNSH.com/stew. It's all back with a money-back guarantee, and I believe them when they say it's the only holster that you'll ever need because it's the last one that you'll ever buy. Vanish.com/stew right now, today, before this discount expires.
I'm going to fill this box here, and I'm going to try to replicate the indoor environment that most people face anywhere in the world today. The more energy efficient that we become, the more airtight that we make our houses, the more toxic it is for our environment. Our technology is vibrating the air at a rate of speed. Anything that is 0.001 microns or larger does not stand a chance in the presence of not only photocatalytic oxidation, but needlepoint negative ionization. We're sending out a ion wave that is going through walls, doors, floors, carpets, paddings, draperies, and it's synergistically vibrating the air, and it's going to drop it down to the ground as a biologically inert substance. Now, this is where you're going to come in. You can mop this matter, you can vacuum it, you can sweep it, but our technology is going to make sure that you're not continuously breathing this in.
So America's blue states and blue cities, that's fake, by the way. That's an illusion. That's all made up. That's a construct. But if you believe in blue states and blue cities, they are inherently dangerous places to be right now. Although, be it, this is basically all of America, whether you're a conservative activist or a cop, simply an ordinary citizen, you now have to live with the knowledge that if you are violently attacked by a criminal psychopath, the local DA will use any excuse possible to side with that criminal psychopath rather than you. That's a fact. Kyle Rittenhouse learned that 3 years ago. So did the McCloskeys. You might remember the couple that's charged for brandishing guns at a braying mob during Floydapalooza. Jake Gardner, the bar owner, who committed suicide when he was charged with murder for defending his father and business from violent looting animals. Daniel Penny is learning this lesson right now as he faces years in prison for selflessly protecting strangers from a violent psycho on the New York subway. Well, another person who's learning this lesson the harsh way is Kim Sorgenti. Kim is a veteran of January 6th. He was there watching Roseanne Boylan be murdered by cops. But now he's also facing state criminal charges for defending himself against a member of the La Raza Nation criminal gang. During a Trump rally in Santa Ana, California, that gang member attacked a group of Trump supporters with brass knuckles, a deadly weapon. He and his accomplices were harassing women in Kim's group, snatching American flags, flipping over tables, doing everything possible to disrupt that event and cause a reaction. So Kim defended himself. He defended himself against an assault with a deadly weapon using a megaphone. 2 weeks later, prosecutors gave Kim a call and informed him, hey, you're being charged in this incident, and you're the only one being charged in this incident. Not the gangbanger. Not the gangbanger with a deadly weapon, brass knuckles, a felony to even possess in the state of California. No, instead of prosecuting that gangbanger, the local DA is prosecuting Kim for assault with a deadly weapon. Remember, the deadly weapon in question being a megaphone. Kim Sorgenti joins us now. Kim, thank you so much for coming. We appreciate you being here.
Thank you, Stu. I appreciate you. Tony, who introduced me to you for this interview, has said you have balls and you take it hard. And that's what we like.
We have to tell the truth. We have to be unashamed to tell the truth on this program. And the truth is, this entire system of criminal justice has been hijacked by communists and is being weaponized against people like you.
It is, and I've seen it up and close and in person, and I want to bear witness to this, to the American people, because there, but for the grace of God, what's happening to me is going to be happening to you. It's going to be happening to you next. I mean, that's how it works.
Yeah, whether you're a Republican or a Democrat or a conservative or a liberal, I mean, these are all constructs. What we are is American people, and we are all being declared war upon by a hijacked corporate murderous crime syndicate known as the federal government. And this is infiltrated because of people like George Soros. This has been an infiltration all the way down to local DAs, which is now what you're facing. I mean, tell us about your case.
Yes, I mean, you know, it is being infiltrated. And I want to take the moment to mention the 4th of July, Independence Day. We liberate ourselves from tyranny. I'm facing tyranny right now and oppression. I am currently in the federal courthouse, the Ronald Reagan Federal Courthouse in Santa Ana, because I have multiple cases going on. But it all started with December 6th, 1 month before J6, I was at a rally exercising our constitutional right to freedom of speech. And as the thing wrapped up, I hear screams and I look over and I see women being attacked, as you said. And there's something about that, that like, you know, you can't deal with that. When you see that, you got to act. And so I looked at what was happening. I decided that I had to do something. I knew that there was a police officer across the street. As I ran to go flag him over, one of the attackers targeted me, singled me out, and came straight at me with brass knuckles, attacked me as I ran into the street. I took it in stride. I went up this asphalt, past the line of cars so I could get a view, a line of sight on the officer across the street, set the siren off on my megaphone to get him over here. And then I continued on my way. There was pepper spray in the air. It was a melee of like 15, 20 people. And, you know, mostly women were getting assaulted by them. When I made my way back on the sidewalk, the same individual, along with two of his compadres, came at me a second time with the brass knuckles. I mean, how many times do you have to be attacked with a guy by a guy with brass knuckles? Like, how many blocks did Kyle Rittenhouse have to run from a child molester before he could turn and defend himself? And that's the same analogy, I think, because it's all the same across the board. All those names you mentioned earlier, they resonate with me because I've been seeing there, but for the grace of God, go I. And now I'm experiencing just a smidge of what they, when he came at me, I swung my megaphone as a weapon of opportunity. I don't want to get my orbital socket crushed. I don't want to lose an eye. I don't want bone fragments going to my brain. I don't want to die. I've got kids. I've got kids that love their dad. And I want to fight for them because I'm a Christian. And I believe in the long lost, forgotten mandate of Christian is stewardship, Christian stewardship. You take care of what God has given you. God has given me a family. He's given me a community. He's given me a country. And I want to fight for those things. And I just use my voice. I use my words. And since silence is violence and words are violence, you know what? I'm still going to do it. Even though they're trying to label free speech to be hate speech, I don't care. I'm going to stand against this. You have to stand, even if you stand alone. And I'm doing this to God because this is unto God. This is my religion. This is my belief. God has given me beautiful blessings and I have to do what I can to preserve them. And that's why I do it. I may win, I may lose. History may not look favorably upon people that fought for their country. And I believe this is a fight for our country. But in the end, his story is what matters to me. And that's why I do what I do. I heard the other guy had a knife after I, you know, there were three of them, but like I engaged two of them. I threw him into a bush and then other people jumped on him and started beating him. But like, here's the thing. You attacking women with brass knuckles, you don't belong in the bush. You belong under the bush. That's where you belong. Like, this is America. We don't put up with stuff like that. You don't attack teenage girl, 17-year-old, 62-year-old kindergarten teacher. They attacked at least a half a dozen women. And this is like where we're at right now. I'm not going to just go on and on and complain like, oh, woe is me. But you know what? I want to inspire people because you know what? They're coming for you next. You got to see, wake up and watch what's happening.
I couldn't agree with you more. And this is a fight for our country. This is why I do it. You mentioned blessings from God. The most beautiful of those blessings is your children. I'm a father of three. I've got two boys and a girl. I see the trajectory. I see the pattern here. I see the direction that this country is headed in. We're there right now. These are the times that God promised us that we would see. He also commanded us to pick up the sword and fight. And picking up the sword and fighting may mean going to these demonstrations. It may mean being attacked by gangbangers like this guy. I had no idea that this person and this group attacked, you know, dozens or half of a dozen women, 17-year-old girl, you said, and a 62-year-old grandmother. Look at these brass knuckles. Okay.
So this is an image.
That's a deadly weapon right there.
It's a felony in California to possess, a felony to use in an assault, and it's a felony to brandish even. And I had to like finally get this photo laminated. I had to blow it up and get it laminated because the court appointed attorneys they were providing to me, I'd show them. I said, what do you see there? Oh, I don't know what that is. I said, just take a guess. Oh, I can't comment. Well, just be real with me. What do you see? Oh, I don't know the context. And so that's why I say it's from a video of an incident for which you know I'm being charged. Can you tell me what you see in that man's hand?
Yeah, those are brass knuckles for sure, 100%.
Yeah. Here, I mean, this individual, he physically imposed himself upon us, threatened people with the brass knuckles. Here's a close-up of them. These are brass knuckles. These are brass knuckles right here. This is him accosting me. I'm in a defensive posture. What is one supposed to do when they're being accosted by an individual with brass knuckles? If you're deprived of your right to defend yourself, like, are you even like a human? Do you matter? I mean, I feel like they hate us. And I'm talking about the people that are trying to say we can't preserve our own life. It's scary, but I know God's in control and I know I got to do the right thing no matter what.
Yeah. You have court appointed attorneys. Do you need help with proper representation? Is there a way that our audience can help to crowdfund something? Do you have like a give, send, go or anything?
You know, here's the thing. I don't do that. I never ask for money. All I ask people to do they showed up for court. The court-appointed attorneys they were assigning me were so bad. Like, I finally decided I'm going to go pro per on that case, on the Santa case. The Santa case, I take very seriously because I'm facing 3 years in state prison. And it's very beatable, but, you know, where there's a will, there's a way. And I even found that pay attorneys, because it's so politically charged, I believe they throw the case. I've gone over the details, and they seem very positive, and then they ghost me. They ghost me. They don't call me back. They don't answer my phone calls. And these would be Republicans. So if a Republican here in Orange County is not willing to take this case, I mean, it's indicative of the fact that all of Southern California is going more leftist progressive. Even the Republicans, they don't want to offend. I mean, even our DA here, Todd Spitzer, he's a Liz Cheney type DA. He's woke. He virtue signals to the left. It's been conveyed to me that he's trying to show the radical left, including a BLM woman who ran over Trump supporters here in Orange County, that he can go both ways. He can prosecute both ways. But in this case, he's prosecuting a victim of another terrorist attack.
Yeah.
Yes. Because he wants to be governor. This is Todd Spitzer's idea, or at least run. Because when Gavin Newsom, our governor, tries to go and be, you know, president of the United States, Todd Spitzer thinks he'll get the Republican nomination.
There are very few real men here left among us. We are surrounded by cowards and people who are scared, people who don't know God. We're surrounded by lizard things. We're surrounded by malicious people and surrounded by a tyranny that's going to overtake us if this attitude of complacency and apathy continues in this country. You have to pick up the sword and fight. We can't wait for some man to ride in on a white horse and save this country. I have said it repeatedly over and over again. We have to be the plan. And one of those very few fighters that remains is you, Kim Sorgenti. Thank you so much for your fight. We support you 100%. Have a great 4th of July weekend, and thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it.
May I say a few more things?
Yeah, I've got 1 minute left, so you got to rock.
Okay. So, you know, what happened on December 6th, it really resonated with me because I realized that Trump was right when he said, they're not after me, they're after you. When a month later I was in D.C., they gave me the nickname Bad Samaritan Gray. The reason Bad Samaritan Gray, because I tried to do a good deed. I tried to save a woman's life that was killed. No one wanted to talk about Roseanne Boylan. That woman was crushed, and I begged the police for 2 minutes to, like, relent. I didn't want to see her die. I said, please, I don't want her to die. They allowed the crowd to just fall on top of her and not get up. And so, I mean, this whole thing, it feels like we're at war, but with my God, I realized, you know, Jesus said, greater love has no man than this, to lay down his life for his friends. And I believe that I'm fighting for my country and my friends. And if my life is forfeit in the balance, then I know that I've done what I'm supposed to do unto the Lord. And that's where I draw my strength. So thank you for hearing me out, and thank you for giving me some time to talk to you.
Of course. Thank you. God bless you. Have a fantastic weekend.
God bless you, Stu.
You guys know I'm a huge fan of Chuck Norris. Who couldn't be? He's not just an action star. He's a veteran. He's a family man. And he's actually really big on health. But get this. He says that he feels better right now at age 83 than he has in years. And it's from making one single change to his diet. What he realized is that after decades of trying every supplement out there, most of them did nothing for his health. But a few did provide dramatic changes. So he put them all together in one drink that he calls Morning Kick. Morning Kick combines all 10 of Chuck Norris's favorite supplements into one daily drink. It's got probiotics that help you lose weight, prebiotics for digestion, superfoods for all those muscles and joints, and several of the most powerful anti-aging supplements on earth. Look at this guy, he looks great. I gotta say, I started taking Morning Kick because I'm a fan of Chuck Norris and I trust him, and I can see why everyone is raving about it. What's amazing is how much more energy I have. Digestion is fantastic. I'm thinking more clearly. Obviously, everyone is unique, so results will be different for different people, but for me, it's an absolute game changer. It makes me feel younger. Plus, it tastes great, just like strawberry lemonade. It's become my favorite drink, actually. If you want to try it yourself, head over to AmericaReadySupply.com/stew. That's AmericaReadySupply.com/stew. I don't know if this includes you, but a record-smashing, unprecedented, staggering number of Americans are having problems getting the rest that they need, the sleep that they need to function on a daily basis, that REM sleep. They toss and they turn and they just struggle with it for years. I struggled with it. A friend of mine told me that it might be a magnesium deficiency. Well, I tried several products and none of them worked. Finally, I was introduced to nutrition scientist and champion bodybuilder Wade Lightheart, and he told me that, get this, there are actually 7 critical types of magnesium, and your body needs all 7 in order to get proper sleep. Well, the problem is because of industrial fertilizers, basically all of the food that we now eat is deficient in these vital nutrients. Magnesium Breakthrough is the only full spectrum, all seven forms of magnesium supplement on the market. And let me tell you, this stuff actually works. Not only did it finally fix my sleep, but energy levels went through the roof as well. To learn more, go to magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. Use promo code StuPeters10 to get 10% off your first bottle. Trust me, you'll be glad you did. Go to magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. Again, magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. We are seeing unprecedented criminal tax hikes, hyperinflation, a full-blown recession, and it's all part of the grand plan. The billions of dollars that Biden keeps sending to that corrupt, fake Ukraine. The trillions in new taxes that he wants to shove down your throat. The electronic banking system crash, resetting everybody to zero. Checking accounts, savings accounts, 401ks, IRAs, all of it. Zero. But you don't have to be a victim. Protect your money and get up to $10,000 in free silver to do it when you call my friends at Goldco. Goldco has helped to protect over $2 billion in gold and silver for people like you and me. And now they're offering you up to $10,000 in bonus silver when opening a qualified IRA account just for being a supporter of the Stu Peters Show. So whether you want to protect your 50 grand or a half a million or even more, this is your opportunity to protect yourself from our out-of-control, corrupt corporate crime syndicate. Don't be a victim. Call Goldco, 855-706-GOLD. Again, 855-706-GOLD, or go to goldco.com/Stu.